evening, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse, and we have a business slash holiday program for you this evening. But before I introduce my guests and get into the main topic, I just want to make sure that all the listeners out there have been aware of the power increase that WDIY has experienced just this week. I want to read an excerpt from the press release that went out, and this came from Wagner Praviato, the executive director. It says, "It is with great pleasure I share the wonderful news that we received formal approval from the Federal Communications Commission for WDIY's power increase. This has allowed WDIY to triple the strength of its signal, and we are now broadcasting at 300 watts. This is the most significant growth in our 20-year history. We've increased our coverage area by 250 square miles, bringing 135,000 potential new listeners within reach. From Phillipsburg, New Jersey in the east to Breinigsville and even Hamburg, I'm hearing, in the west, Moorestown to the north, Coopersburg to the south, and to points beyond, the diverse music and programming on WDIY is now readily available to more people than ever at 88.1 FM. So as you're driving, hopefully we're not going to be fading out as you go from one side of the valley to the other on 88.1 FM. So please make sure to share this great news with those that you know that listen to WDIY so that they don't automatically go to another station when they're driving around. Okay, so that's our big news for the station, but tonight we have some very interesting stories and information to share with you. Santo Napoli is the owner of the Archive and Assembly 88, and he was on the show back in 2013, before all the activity started in downtown Allentown. And Santo was very much excited about what was perceived to be happening down there. So I thought it would be really great to bring Santo back and have him share with you what he's experienced the past couple of years as the downtown vision has come together and it's developed and he's expanded, and it's holiday season, so this is a great time to have a merchant on board. We also have with us tonight Mitch Hanna, who is the events and marketing manager for City Center Lehigh Valley. This is the first year, full year for City Center. This is the first full holiday season, so I thought it would be great to have Mitch with us as well. So I'm going to start first and ask Santo, just to share a little bit with our listeners, 2013 was a couple years away. Let's get them reacquainted with you, Santo, and with your businesses.
Well, thank you, Sally. One of the things, I've been a downtown merchant for a pretty long time, and it's been a roller coaster for sure, but what's happening recently has been tremendous, and it's really exciting to see, and having different stores in the street, we have all different clientels. We're actually expanding our school uniform division, is actually turned into its own animal, and we are actually rebranding the store, so it's going to have its own name, its own entrance. So it's actually going to be pretty cool when that store is on its own feet. It's been a great move.
Okay, and you have been in retailing now how many years?
I opened the first location in 99, so 16 years.
16 years, and before that you were in banking because you were with the bank that I worked with.
I was in retail before, actually, as well. Okay. I'm sorry. And I was working for another store down in Reading.
In Reading, okay.
Yes.
And you also have a store in Reading as well, an archive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a location there, and that one's been there for about 7 years. But Allentown is really where my focus is.
Okay, well, we'll get more into your focus and what's been happening over the last 2 or 3 years. Mitch, welcome.
Well, thank you, Sally. Good to be here.
Nice to have you here. I understand you're a new member of the board of WDIY.
I am, and I'm very excited to be here, and congratulations on the power increase. It's a huge accomplishment.
It is. It's been sort of years in the making, as I understand it, so, and it's a great opportunity.
Very exciting.
Mitch, share a little bit with our listeners your background and sort of how you got to where you are right now with Center City Lehigh Valley.
Yes, I'm a lifelong Lehigh Valley resident. I graduated from Liberty High School and am a Muhlenberg College alum. I've been working in downtown Allentown now for about 2.5 years. Really saw the plan and the vision for downtown Allentown's rebirth, largely through what City Center Lehigh Valley, other developers, and the city was proposing with the construction of the arena and the office, residential, and retail projects downtown and really sparked an interest in me to study urban planning. So I did that at Muhlenberg and wanted to continue working in downtown Allentown. So took a job with the Lehigh Valley Chamber and then switched over to working with City Center with our projects. And I've recently purchased a home in downtown Allentown through a program that we'll talk about later today, hopefully. Love being in the city and love being a part of the revitalization that's taking place.
Okay, and it's, as I said to you before the show, it's great. You didn't leave the Valley. You stayed right here, went to school, and you're still with us. So thank you for keeping your talents here with us in the Lehigh Valley. Listeners, I'm first going to catch up with Santo a little bit more about what is happening with his store. He mentioned that he's going to be branding a new part of his archive shop, etc. Let's talk first about what you saw happening initially that made you want to do the Assembly 88, and then we'll talk about what brought the archive shop into its next reiteration.
Well, what's interesting is over the years, Archive has kind of reinvented itself almost three times. As the town, as the climate changes downtown, we change along with it and to stay relevant. And
perfect.
And it's one of those things where Archive is, if you saw it 15 years ago and you saw it today, you wouldn't recognize it. And that's a good thing, because if we stayed the same, we probably wouldn't be around. As for the new opportunities, obviously with what's happening in downtown Allentown, I saw that there was going to be an influx of office workers, and I really think the residential component is something that's going to be a really important part of the equation, and I see it happening, and I know it's going to succeed. So I thought Assembly 88 was something that, although 4 or 5 years ago never would have happened, with the climate we're in today, it was a perfect opportunity. So I opened the men's shop. It's a higher end men's shop that is carrying a lot of great brands that have been around for a long time. Allen Edmonds and shoes and Filson, bags, Patagonia jackets, and just all brands that consumers really appreciate and value. And we're the only store in the Valley that's doing anything like what we're doing. So for that to be in downtown Allentown makes me feel really good.
Yeah. I often feel sorry for guys because there seems to be so many opportunities for women for shoes and clothing, and it's very limited for the men.
Absolutely agree. I saw a void, and I went after it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Terrific. Yeah. Terrific. Mitch, let's talk a little bit. We'll switch gears from the actual retail to Holiday in downtown Allentown. It's so nice to have this come back. As I told you before, I was in Allentown years ago when Hess's was a big thing and Holidays were great, and now it's coming back. So what's going on in Allentown these days downtown?
It is. It's very exciting. The city looks great. The Allentown Lights Initiative kicked off this year, and the city brought some of the light displays that were in the Lehigh Parkway into downtown Allentown, and did a great job with making Hamilton Street look festive for the holiday season, so we're happy about that.
Now, is that just temporary? Is that just while they're doing things in Lehigh Parkway, or is it possible that that's going to stay?
We hope that that it'll come back next year, and that we can get together, the group of merchants, and come up with a plan for what we want to do next year to keep things exciting. Some revived traditions in downtown, the Pip the Mouse Show, that debuted at the Hess's Department Store in 1962. The Puppet Show is being offered at the Liberty Bell Museum. Shows run November 28th through January 2nd at 12:30, 1:30, and 2:30 at the Liberty Bell Museum on Hamilton Street. We also are doing a window decorating contest, something that was an attraction at Hess's for
it
people to come and see. See the holiday decorations there. So Santo's stores, along with 25 other retail locations and restaurant in downtown Allentown, have decorated their windows to the theme of holiday songs. So you can go down to these 25 locations on Hamilton Street and pick up your passport, guess 5 songs, and be entered to win 17 hockey tickets for the Phantom. So that's
fun
event with a good prize. And then we also brought back Park and Shop, which was a program that was popular downtown several years ago.
And that's at all of the high-rise parking, correct?
Yes, there's five decks downtown. You can visit parkfree.cc for more information on that program. But if you go into a shop, Santo's included, and make a purchase, you will get a validation and your parking is free.
Terrific. That's very helpful. Especially because it costs a quarter for 15 minutes at the meters now?
It's been a great program. And, it was the one negative that downtown had was parking. And to come up with a program that eliminated that issue was really advantageous for all the merchants and restaurants.
Now, is the program just during the holidays, or is it going to be extended beyond that?
It's not. It's going to be extended beyond that
year round.
Yeah.
Terrific. Okay. Now, there was a tree lighting ceremony, too, downtown, correct?
There was.
Okay, and that was a tradition that we had years ago. It was
yep.
a big thing, the Chamber of Commerce, and everybody used to get involved. And after Christmas, there's some New Year's Eve things happening?
Yes. There are some New Year's Eve events happening. The Hamilton District Main Street Program, in partnership with the city, is hosting a New Year's Eve celebration with performances by the BC Combo at 10 o'clock at Center Square at 7th and Hamilton Streets. That band will perform until midnight, when there will be fireworks off of the Wells Fargo building at 702 Hamilton to celebrate and ring in the new year. Several of the restaurants are also planning events that night. Live music at Centro, which is in the 500 block of Hamilton. Live jazz music from 9:30 till midnight.
Wow.
Live music at Roar Social House. The Hamilton Kitchen and Bar is going to do live music out on their heated patio with a champagne toast at midnight. The Dime is also doing live music, jazz standards, and champagne tasting. So it should be a fun night to come downtown and ring in the new year.
Around. Yeah. I was there last year for the New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. and they had ice skating. I guess
yep.
it was like a... Was it a nylon or plastic ice rink? I don't remember.
Synthetic ice.
Synthetic ice. And that was really interesting. And then just to see, and there weren't hardly any stores open, Santo, except yours and maybe a couple of others at that point. But even the excitement that was generated last New Year's Eve was very interesting downtown.
Yeah, and last year, the Renaissance Hotel at 7th and Hamilton wasn't open. So
that's right.
This year, that's an option as well for people who wanna really make a night of it.
Yeah. So exciting. Now, Santo, what, from your perspective, you've been having all these other businesses come in. What's going on as far as energy level, and are you taking a lead role with some of these activities with Mitch? How's that working out for you?
It's working out great. I mean, obviously, we welcome all the new merchants downtown. I mean, we're better together than we are by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So together, you know, what's happening is, I think we're creating almost a brand of downtown Allentown, and almost a lifestyle. And when you think of people shopping, you know, we have a bookstore now. We have women's clothing. We have jewelry. We have men's clothing. And it's starting to resemble, not a mall, because I'm not a mall kind of guy, but a place where you can go and get all your everything you need in one place. There's a flower shop, and there are restaurants. And so that's really been helpful with increasing traffic for me.
Mm-hmm.
And and working together with these other merchants, along with Mitch, we've been able to come up with some nice initiatives. I also serve on the Hamilton District Main Street Program Business Development Committee, and they also offer some great programs as well. So between what everyone has something going on, and together it's really starting to make things happen.
And I think what's really nice, Mitch, is that you're pulling a lot of this stuff together so that the promotion of a lot of what's happening is coming out as a unified effort too, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've done several things together with all of the businesses downtown, both new and old. I just echo what Santo said about the environment down there. It's a very fun and friendly place to be.
Yeah. I was talking with someone from the bookshop, and they mentioned that the merchants get together every Tuesday morning.
Yep.
And so you share experiences, information, what's happening, what's coming to town, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. And out of those meetings and the meetings that Santo leads with the Hamilton District Main Street Program, and great initiatives that come out of that organization, like the AMP card, we are stronger together. So anytime that we can all get together and talk about best practices and where we'd like to go in the future, it's a great opportunity.
Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about those that are becoming residents downtown among the retailers and the restaurants, et cetera. Now the flats, do I want to call it the flats? Are they all full? Is it all rented out?
Strata Flats at Four City Center are 100% fully leased.
Terrific.
And we were able to lease those apartments over 3 months over the summer before they were completed. And it's a great community of people who are living in Strata, who are engaged in the community and support many of the businesses downtown, and have also gotten involved with community organizations, churches, and neighborhood groups. And you see them out at the bars and restaurants a lot, which is great. A lot of millennials, younger people living in there, but we also have some families and some empty nesters who wanted to downsize and move back to the city from the suburbs, which is great.
Yeah, that's terrific, because that gets your sort of around the week shopping and restaurant people right there. I mean, it's nice to have the office workers, but they're basically during the weekday, lunchtime, or after work. And so this sort of complements and builds out the rest of the day for the merchants and the restaurants down there, correct?
Absolutely. And we're starting to, you know, get to know some of the faces. There are some clients at Assembly 88 that are starting to become familiar faces, and they live in Strata, and they love the whole, I mean, they bought into the concept of, you know, living downtown and walking to grab a bite and walking to go get a pair of shoes. And it's a new kind of culture that's happening it's nice to see happening in Allentown as well. It's a national trend, but it's nice to see it in Allentown.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't where I was now, I would, and my husband likes space, unfortunately. I would love to live downtown again, because I did live in downtown Allentown at one point in my life, and it was just, I used to walk all over the place, and it was just so nice. Now I'm sort of out in the country, and there's no sidewalks, and it drives me crazy, because I can't walk the dog safely anymore. It's nuts. But anyhow, Santa, are you seeing the office workers coming out at lunchtime? I mean, because lunch almost was an old way of doing business. Most of us started eating lunch at our desks and all that kind of stuff. But are you seeing people come out at noontime? And
absolutely. There's a lot of traffic at during lunch. We do get traffic during the lunch hour. They're not really purchasing a lot, but at least it's good exposure. Men and women who work in these buildings, they're just checking out the scene, and I think they come in, grab, you know, you see them come in, they look around, and then they leave, but then they come back over the weekend. So I think there's some, it's good for exposure for the merchants, and we do have some clients that work downtown that knock out their errands. You know, they grab a gift, they pick up a gift card, or, you know, and it saves them a trip to somewhere else. So they really like it.
All right. I was hoping that would come back and people would start to break up their day a little bit, because we need to get away from those computers.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to get out, stretch our legs and get a little of exercise. Now, there's some more building that's going to be happening, Mitch. Is that correct, as far as residential space?
Absolutely.
But that's like 2 years off downtown?
Not quite.
Okay.
We actually plan on breaking ground on our second residential building, Strata 2, in the spring, and hope to have the first residents move in 12 months from when we break ground.
Oh, I can't believe how fast City Center has been pulling this downtown together. This is incredible.
Yeah, we work very hard, and we see the demand for the residential. It really exceeded our expectations. So Strata 2 will be another 67 apartments downtown, mostly 1 and 2 bedroom apartments, so potentially another 100 residents downtown, and that'll be at 6 and Linden Streets across from the Symphony Hall.
Oh, what a great location. 6th and Linden. Terrific. Yeah. One other thing, and then we're going to take a short break, but I'd like to, Mitch, maybe when we come back from the break, have you talk a little bit about your experience of buying a home.
Yes.
In the area that you're now working, and so what that's meant to you, and especially as a young individual with a first-time situation. Listeners, you're listening to Lehigh Valley Discourse. Please stay with us as we will return to talking about City Center Allentown, what's happening in the holidays, and what's happening business-wise.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Listeners, welcome back. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And with me in the studio is Santo Napoli, who is the owner of Archive and Assembly 88 in Center City, Allentown. And we have Mitch Hanna with us, who's the Events and Marketing Manager for City Center Lehigh Valley. Okay,
there you
little
go.
Tongue twister. Sorry about that. Anyhow, before our break, I had asked Mitch that if he would share with us a little bit about his experience becoming a first-time home buyer within a program that has been set up to help build the neighborhood surrounding the NIS area. So, Mitch, share with us the type of house you got and what you're doing.
Yeah, Sally, it's very exciting. I was the was a participant in the Live Near Your Work program,
okay,
which is a program that is extended to several companies in downtown Allentown who agree to give a $10,000 loan to an employee in good standing who wants to live in downtown Allentown and be a part of the revitalization. You have to commit to live in the home for 5 years,
okay,
and you have to reside there. So I purchased a home in the old Allentown neighborhood of downtown Allentown and doing a lot of renovations to the house. So I'd like to give a shout out to all my friends and family who've been helping me along that journey. But it's been exciting. It's a great community. Very active neighborhood association. I love being able to walk to work and walk to the restaurants and the shops in downtown Allentown. And it's been a great experience.
So you had said that you have maybe 2 months more of renovation work before you can move in and call it home?
Yeah, I hope so. It's the home that I bought is a townhouse in downtown Allentown, built in 1876. So
wow.
a lot of history in that place, and I'm happy to call it home.
Now, since it was in old Allentown, had there been some renovation work done to it before you got it, but it still needs to have more to bring it up to today?
Yeah, so the neighborhood offers facade grants to help improve the front of the home,
mm-hmm,
anything on the inside is the property owner's responsibility, but residents in the old Allentown area and also the old Fairgrounds neighborhood and some other neighborhoods downtown are able to take advantage of other money for facades that was donated by the Upside Allentown Group, which is brought by some corporate donations. So that's another funding resource and an incentive for people to buy in downtown Allentown.
Okay. Now, do you have any restrictions since it's old Allentown, like historic Bethlehem has some restrictions? So do you have to understand what all is involved with paint colors or...
Absolutely. Yep. Paint colors
outside
and lights and doors. Anything that you can see from the street. They wanted to
maintain
the look of what it would have looked like when the house was built, and it's great.
It helps property values. That's for sure.
Property values, and there's a consistency within the neighborhood. So it's wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Santo, let's go back to you and talk a little bit about what's been happening to date and what you think is going to happen going forward. Now, when you and Peter Loomis were on the show back in 2013, we did a little visioning, and we talked about what's going to be downtown Allentown in, 2-3 years, okay? I don't know. I think this has probably exceeded what that tour was.
I agree. Yes, it's happening fast and furious, and you don't really know what's coming next. I mean, who knows, maybe City Center will have a monorail in 5 years, and, you know.
let's talk about that. What would you like to see happen in 5 years? Let's give City Center some things to think about.
I think the
Mitch, take notes here.
I have my pen ready.
I think the residential component is really what I'm looking at the most as closely as anything. I think the residential is so important because years ago, Allentown at 5 o'clock, it was empty.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I remember the
weekends.
Streets. And weekends. And we're now you're seeing more of the 5 and 9 component, and you're seeing, you know, weekends. And a lot of our business at nighttime is pretty brisk. I mean, there are clients and customers coming in at 7 o'clock at night on a Friday night, on a Saturday night. They're going to the restaurants. They may not be purchasing a lot, but they're at least getting exposed to the stores.
Seeing what's there,
And then, you know, they come back at a later time. But so I think that the residential component, I believe, is probably one of the most important things to me as a merchant. That's something that I really believe in. And then working, I think continuing to work with the other merchants and doing things together and continuing to brand ourselves as a destination is really another very important aspect, because it's the only way we're going to succeed. And initiatives that we've had, such as the AMP card, which is a gift card program, and also some marketing and advertising that we're doing together, will really all benefit us as a whole. Mm-hmm. And we'll continue to do those.
Okay. Are there other businesses that we need to sort of fill the complement of what is down there? Have you given thought to who we like to attract yet to downtown Allentown?
That's funny you say that. We are currently working on a program in conjunction with City Hall that is being ready. It's going to be marketed very shortly. But the objective of the program is to bring entrepreneurs to the off the sidelines and opening their own stores. And those will be a lot of boutiques, a lot of really unique shops that carry unique merchandise that you can't find anywhere else. And this program is being launched in March.
Okay.
And it's going to be in a marketing stage. And then by April, May, we'd like to have some winners of the grant money. And with that grant money, they can open up their shops. So that's going to bring a whole nother element of small businesses downtown.
Unique, different businesses.
Yes.
The biggest challenge, as you well know, is a lot of people go into business and they think that they're going to make their paycheck within the first month of being in business. And you're getting prepared and really understanding that, you know, business does mean that you're going to have to put some sweat and blood and money in for a while before you really see the benefits.
Yeah,
is part of the program an educational component?
There is. To be enrolled in the program, you have to have a business plan, which is good because having a business plan gets you at least started. And there is grant money. The grant money, I believe, is going to be approximately $15,000. And there's also professional services. What we're doing in this program is we're offering attorneys, architects, CPAs.
Wow.
All with reduced rate and pro bono services to help the business get started. It's a unique component that will help entrepreneurs who may not be as savvy with the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
They may be good at the front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we're offering the professionals to help them get everything else in order. And that will give them a better chance to succeed.
Okay.
So it's a great program.
One of the other components that I've known from just being around and being in retail myself that happens periodically now, City Center is, of course, building its own spaces, so you know what you're getting is, and you guys are educated as far as being a landlord. There are those that have owned buildings that just own them because it's an investment and not necessarily are they landlord-focused and able to help a business see what they should be doing. And so there's vacancies or there's wrong businesses. How do you overcome, you know, City Center you can work with and do that, but is the city working with landlords in any way too to help them understand and attract the right businesses?
Well, I think this program will indirectly help because when we have all our winners of the program, we're looking for approximately 10 winners. For our initial phase. And when we have these 10 winners, we already have identified real estate in the area that is
suitable for
retail.
Okay.
It may not be perfect, but it's close.
Okay.
And by working with these property owners, you know, we're going to have tenants for them ready to go. So it's up to them on bringing their building up to standards and doing what they need to do once they have a tenant in front of them. So I think bringing them tenants will solve some of that problem indirectly, because it will encourage them to do what they need to do to get that lease signed and bring their property up to where it needs to be.
And hopefully to get the right mix of businesses, so that you're not necessarily flooding the market with one particular type of business or craft or whatever.
Exactly. And we have some ideas. There's the way the contest is working, it's going to be through a board of professionals. So we're going to look at each candidate, and we're going to say, you know, is this something that that works for downtown? Does it have legs in the business world? It's going to be, there are many different factors. We want to find the best entrepreneurs that will succeed, mm-hmm. because obviously we don't want to have any merchants open up and be gone in 6 months.
Yeah.
So we're going to do all our due diligence, and we're going to find the best candidates.
Okay. Sounds like a great program. I'll be anxious to see how this unfolds.
Absolutely. Yeah. If any of your listeners would like more information, Bernie Tobias from the city of Allentown is a great contact. She's been instrumental in the program. And Dan Diaz with the city of Allentown as well.
Okay. Great. And we'll repeat those names, listeners, before we end the show, so that we make sure that you, if you're interested or you know anybody that might be interested, can have that contact information.
Thank you.
What kind of comments are you guys getting? Now, you said people are coming in and you know, they're walking around and doing stuff, but are you getting any comments from people like, wow, this really can't be Allentown? Or, you know, what are you hearing on the streets? Mitch?
People are amazed, and I mentioned my family earlier. My family loves coming downtown, and when I bring them downtown, they're reminisce about Hess's and what downtown used to be like, and it's great that they can come downtown now and see all the activity and the shops and the restaurants and people, and it brings back fond memories for them. So what I've heard is largely positive. People love coming down and being able to walk to the different restaurants and also do some shopping, and it's been great. It's a community that's reemerged downtown. The mix of office, residential, and retail, and it's great to be a part of that community. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Okay, Santa, what are you hearing?
I'm hearing mostly positive. The one thing that I'm seeing from the ground floor. Is we offer something that the malls don't, which is more small business. And when you look at the restaurant scene downtown, there are a lot of great restaurants, but there you don't see an Applebee's, you don't see Chili's.
You don't see the chains.
Chains. And people love that. So I think they're getting, you know, unique restaurants, they're getting unique stores like Moravian Bookshop and Assembly 88 and Sorelli. These aren't your K Jewelers and your, you know, Banana Republic
and Barnes and Noble,
you know.
Yeah.
So and what's happening, what I'm seeing just is there's a definite, you know, movement of consumers that are starting to shift back to small businesses. And Small Business Saturday has kind of taken a life of its own. And we had a phenomenal Small Business Saturday downtown.
Yep,
the merchants. I mean, it was my best day in the store history.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. My fellow merchants all had positive remarks. So I think that it proves that there's a movement that the consumers are starting to say, listen, we need to start supporting local, spend local. They understand that their money goes farther for our economy in the Lehigh Valley than spending our money on Amazon and chain stores where the money just goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I think that's the one thing that downtown Allentown can really hang its hat on is a small business factor.
What about the online factor? Now, you have websites for both of your companies.
Yes.
And you can buy online, correct?
As of now, no.
No, okay.
We're doing brick and mortar only.
Okay.
And, it's clothing is a tough one because it's still very touchy-feely. And I know there's a lot of clothing sold online, but they never tell you about all the returns. And
okay.
So they just tell you about everything they sell. So we're working on it, but it's something that you know, fortunately, the brick and mortar stores are doing well for us, so it's not something that's at the top of our list.
Interesting. Okay, because you hear about all online taking over retail, but and maybe it's the market that you're going after is much more a market that's not interested in shopping at midnight online.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we Assembly 88. When you walk in that store, I mean, I really wanted to build a lifestyle, and you know, there are men that come in that store that don't like to shop. But when they come in the Assembly 88, they love this, the atmosphere, and they spend an hour in there. And then, you know, we have a fitting room and we have service, and you can't get that online. And there are a lot of guys that just are willing to pay a little bit more but get that experience. Mm-hmm. And we I think, do a really nice job, Zach and I, of giving that experience to those customers.
Well, it's as I told you earlier, I walked into the store last week because I hadn't been there before, and it really was a very different feel from anything that I had been in. In fact, I was disappointed I didn't have my husband with me so that he could do some shopping.
Yeah, no, thanks. It's been, the reaction's been very positive. I've had women tell me that their husbands won't go anywhere near a mall, but they'll come in my store and spend, you know, half hour, hour. They just, it's a different atmosphere. Okay. And that's really what we're going after. I mean, we're not a high volume kind of store. We're never going to be, you know, ringing register all day long. But it's the way we designed it. It's to sell quality products, and customers love what they're getting.
Okay. I'm still finding periodically, and I'd like to ask both of you if you find this too. Every once in a while, I still get people who say, well, I'm not going down to Allentown. You know, they have this mental image of what had happened, you know, 10, 15 years ago, and they can't believe that it is resurrected. If any of you are listening, you have got to get down there because it is
yes,
just...
Yes, please come.
It's just phenomenal. Do you still hear that too, or is that just me and in my elderly circle that I run with?
I'm sure those people they're out there, and you know, there's the perception is a tough thing to crack. The people, what I've seen of men and women coming into my shop, mm-hmm. is that they really are enjoying what they're seeing, and they're happy to see it, and they're going to be repeat customers. And the hardest part is getting them downtown the first time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Once they're down there and they see what's going on, I think, you know, we win them over. But it's just getting them down there, and that's going to happen eventually with the mix of merchants and restaurants. It's and the arena with the Phantoms. I mean, we're all pulling people down there and converting them one by one.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about perception versus reality, and you know, you're hearing less of the people talk about why they won't come down, but talk more about, you know, coming downtown and having good experiences. You know, the perception was that there wasn't enough parking downtown, but there's
plenty,
ample parking, and not only is it there, but it's also free. We have great partners in the Allentown Police Department, and they do a great job of patrolling the streets and also the community, making sure that everybody is safe.
Yeah, that's in the perceptions. I remember when we were doing stuff in South Bethlehem and even in Bethlehem, trying to get people to sort of shake those perceptions and have a live touch are extremely important. One of the things, as you talk about getting more small independent businesses downtown, one of the challenges, at least that I've always seen, is that sometimes people, because it's their own business, don't necessarily want to conform to a routine hours open situation. And when you have restaurants that people go to dinner at 8, 9, 10 o'clock, because the lifestyle is a little bit different, it's nice to have businesses open so that they can, you know, at least shop, do some window shopping before they... Are you finding that at all? Is this something that is a challenge, or because everything is sort of starting fresh, everybody's sort of on the same page?
Well, I think, you know, it's, as merchants, we all discuss the hours, our store hours, and it's been brought up in our meetings. I, for one, on Friday and Saturday nights, we stay open until 8 p.m.
Okay.
And the reason for that is really about the restaurant crowd and just getting... those restaurant patrons that are walking by to poke their head in, check it out. You know, sometimes we sell them stuff, and other times they just leave saying, wow, this is great. I never knew this was here. Mm-hmm. So we do that on purpose on Fridays and Saturdays. I think as traffic continues to grow downtown, you're going to see stores expand their hours. That'll be a natural move. But right now, I think everyone's hours are pretty good. They're all open until 7. and open on Saturdays as well.
Okay, because it's a challenge, because especially if it's a small business and it's one person or two people, you know, it's retail is tough when you're.
Yeah, but that's also part of the allure. I mean, you know, a lot of our clients, you know, have said that it's great that we're not open on Sundays, because they're like, you know, you shouldn't be open every day. It's part of what makes us not the chain stores. Mm-hmm. And so I know that the public all likes convenience, but there's at least the element of who we're getting into Assembly 88. A lot of them are glad that, you know, we're kind of doing business the old fashioned way, and they see that. So it doesn't work for everyone. I mean, some stores need to be open. I get it, but I think for a store like ourselves, we can kind of get away with it and not be open. That could change. We are open on Sundays during the holidays. Mm-hmm. We're testing it out, and we'll see what happens in 2016.
Yeah, and that's all you can do is market and test and see what's going on. From a city center standpoint, since you're a landlord of a lot of these places, is there a... You're trying to have everybody work together as far as hours, or how does that work?
We're not a mall, so we don't have set hours for these retailers or the restaurants, but we do meet with the retailers on a weekly and biweekly basis, and talk about ways in which we can work together. Set hours is something that we've just discussed, and when we make a decision, we'll be sure to market it so everyone knows.
And you've got to be flexible, because people have different requirements as far as what their business is doing and focusing in their target market. Listeners, please stay with us, because we have the last third of this program coming up. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Discourse. This is Sally Hanlon.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And with me in the studio is Santo Napoli, who is the owner of Archive and Assembly 88 in Center City, Allentown. And Mitch Hannah, events and marketing manager for City Center, Lehigh Valley. And we were just talking about the expansion of the retail base and what's been happening down there, the challenges of the small independent retailers and when they're working in a group. Recently, I heard, I guess through Mitch, that there was a pop-up store that showed up in Muhlenberg. Santo, share with our listeners what you guys did.
What we did, it's actually a credit to our merchant meetings, because this is what came out. One of the trends that we're seeing is, college students have really embraced downtown, downtowns across the country, and downtown Allentown isn't any different. So we figured, let's engage the Muhlenberg students who are 10 minutes away, and many of them who probably aren't even aware of what's down there. So what we did was myself and about seven other merchants worked together, and we set up a pop-up shop in their Seegers Union, which is their student center. Mm-hmm. And we went out for a day for about 7 hours, and we set up tables and bought out a bunch of merchandise to kind of give them a feel of who we were. And overall, it was very successful. A lot of good, positive reaction. Students had no idea who we were, and they're like, "Wow, you sell this stuff downtown? That's great." So, and it's just a way to kind of bridge that gap. And what you're seeing is college students are they're still going to malls, but not as frequently as they used to. They're embracing more downtown environment. So it was a natural way for us to introduce ourselves to these students and to try and start developing a relationship.
Oh, so you're going to do some more pop-up, you think, in the future? Was it that?
I think it makes sense. I think maybe two times a year, maybe a fall and a spring pop-up, when the seasons change. And mm-hmm. I think there's something there. And these students are there for 4 years, so we want to kind of get on their radar, remind them who we are, and we have a customer for at least 4 years.
One of the things that we did when I had my store in South Bethlehem was Lehigh did during the freshman orientation, they did a sort of scavenger hunt through the south side, but that might be during orientation a great time to do a pop-up to get them started right when they first get on campus.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for 2016 there are definitely some plans that we have. I mean, there's a new administration there downtown is obviously very new. So, you know, years ago there was never really a connection because there wasn't any opportunity. But now there are many opportunities, and I think that conversation can be expanded.
Absolutely. That's great. That's great to hear. So let's talk a little bit. You said 2016. Let's talk about what's on the radar for 2016. Mitch, what's happening with downtown businesses, buildings? What's going on?
Yes. A lot of great promotions and events going on in the businesses that we had talked about, starting off with the new year and all the excitement there at Center Square with the fireworks at midnight and the live music and toasts in the restaurants. There's also a gallery that opened up along Hamilton Street, Gallery 724 by John and Ron at Refined, who've opened a second location downtown Allentown.
Listeners, John is John from the former Home and Planet, so
that's right.
Go support him.
Yep. And that gallery runs December 4th through the 31st with an artist reception actually tomorrow with Will Ruthus from 1 to 3 p.m. And there's also going to be some natural wood furniture on display at that gallery.
Oh, great.
So stay tuned for some more pop-ups downtown. And moving to some building projects, we announced the Five City Center plans. Five City Center Innovation Tower will be a 17-story signature office tower.
Will that be as high as, higher than PPL?
Not as high.
Okay.
But close. It'll be 270 feet tall with 350,000 rentable square feet of office space and a 25,000 square foot shared conference and innovation space. There will also be a 1.6-acre landscaped park called Center Green.
Is that inside the...
Outside.
Outside. But is the building surrounding the park...
The building is on 7th and Walnut.
Okay.
And then the park is going to
be right behind it.
Right behind that, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Nice. So that's innovation, you said. So what are you looking for? Startup, technology, any particular type of occupant?
Technology or healthcare. We've also hired Gensler Architects, who are designing the PNC building in Pittsburgh right now, and also the Comcast Innovation Tower in Philadelphia to design this building for us. And they pride themselves on being able to help companies recruit and also retain employees because of the innovative design of their buildings. So,
Have you seen any of these buildings? Do you know what that means?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how does the building design help to retain?
Helps attract a young worker. It's very modern.
Okay.
Has a lot of technology inside, and then also the shared spaces where employees are able to collaborate and work together, bounce ideas off of each other. So we're looking forward to that project, and you could visit our website to see more information and sign up for the Five City Center mailing list to learn more about our office plans.
Okay, and it. Now, there was another building, and I apologize, I didn't do my research on that end, where a gentleman who designed something in China or Dubai was building something for us or designing something?
That's Gensler.
The architects are designing the Shanghai Tower in China.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm a little fuzzy. It's been a while since I read that release on that. But so that's exciting. So you're breaking ground for apartments, the second strata.
Yep.
In the spring, and then five
City Center in the spring as well.
Wow. It's going to be busy in downtown Allentown again, huh?
There's always something happening. It's great. The good news is the hardest part is over. And when the arena was being built, there was a lot of construction, a lot of parking issues. But that's all behind us, and now the projects that are happening are done. You know, it's a lot easier to handle these upcoming projects. So.
Well, I was amazed the parking deck that went up at 5th and Walnut recently. I mean, it just sort of popped up. Yep. I mean, I was going back and forth on Walnut Street, and there was really no traffic backups or anything, and then all of a sudden I could start parking there.
Yeah, it's a big deck, almost 1,000 spaces, and that deck is also one of the park-free decks where you can park and have your parking validated by a participating restaurant or retailer.
Oh, wow. Great. What I'd like to do is give our listeners, we've got about 5-7 minutes left of the show. It's gone so quickly. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
If someone's interested, first let's talk about retail. If someone's interested, we mentioned the program that the City of Allentown through Bernie's going to be offering. But Santo, what are some key characteristics or key points that you would like to share with someone who says, hey, I'd like to get into retail, I'd like to get into clothing or whatever? What are some of the sort of the bumps, bruises that you could provide information for somebody who's looking to get in, maybe 3 or 5?
Well, I think, you know, the hardest part about opening up in a city is you're dealing with older buildings. So, you know, but that's also what makes it so attractive for many people. So it's one of those catch-22s. I think it's doing business in a city is different than doing it in a mall. Malls have become very homogenous, very sterile, all chain stores. There's really no personality, no character. So downtowns are a place where you can be unique, and you can have a store that you would never see in a mall, and that's what makes it more special. So I think you know, we're obviously welcome to, you know, more merchants. There is space, and it's a climate that is doing well. My stores do well, and I actually have something brewing where I'm actually thinking about another concept for 2017. So
wow.
It's something where there's
you're
opportunity.
You're going to give JB competition, aren't you?
So he can develop and I'll sell.
Okay.
I think there are opportunities there if you have the right idea and the right business plan. Obviously, not every business makes it, whether you're in the suburbs or whether you're downtown. There's always going to be failures.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see that there's an energy downtown where you just don't see the energy in malls right now. And I think that's one of our best selling points.
Okay. All right. And let's talk a little bit, Mitch, about your background. Now, you had said that you had gotten into some urban planning. So if someone was interested in doing work like you're doing now, what would be some of your sort of career hints or suggestions that someone would take under their wing?
I would recommend someone to go out and explore their place, their home, a place that they're passionate about, and then think about how they can improve upon that place and make it more welcoming and more efficient for people who want to come and visit it. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in the work that we're doing in downtown Allentown because it's a place that I truly love and I believe in. And what we do is we research what other cities are doing to enhance their place, but also looking at the traditions of downtown Allentown and how we can revive some of those. So embrace your place and find ways to make it better.
Okay. It's interesting. You know, we're very fortunate. We've got a lot of nice small towns, and we've got the three cities. But if you look at the three cities in the Lehigh Valley, they're all distinct.
Yep.
They all have sort of a different focus, different, not necessarily a different target market because that overlaps, but Allentown is the contemporary, sort of the new, what's coming up. Bethlehem's got the tradition and the history, and the artsy part seems to be, in my mind, seems to be what Easton is all about and the farmers market and everything. So we've got really three different. Be nice if we could figure out how we could work these together so that we could really move people among the three cities. So if we have listeners out there that, you know, maybe what Mitch is saying about if you have a passion about something, you know, maybe that's one of the things you can think about. But we're going to be closing in a few minutes. What would you like to make sure that our listeners are aware of or remember about tonight's show? And before I forget, Santo, explain in about a minute what you're doing to the archive shop. You said you're changing some things there?
Yes. Currently, archive is it's a pretty big store. It takes up 3 properties. And we got into the school uniform business about 2 years ago, and it just took off, and you know, beyond our
expectations. Does anybody else do school uniforms like you do?
Not really. We took it to a whole nother level.
Okay.
And because of that, we've, you know, had a lot of success. So what we're doing is we're actually carving the store into two stores. We're going to build a wall down the middle,
okay. And
the school uniform store will have its own identity. It's going to be rebranded. It's going to have its own name, own registers, own staff. And that's going to be, that's a credit to that division because it's doing really well. But we think it will do even better when right now the stores are being a little too confusing with the merchandise. So I think separating it will be better for both of them.
Okay.
So we're excited. That'll be probably March 2016, about 3 months.
Now, is Allentown the only school district that has uniforms besides the parochial schools at this point?
Or? It's the biggest school district.
It's
18,000 kids. So it's a big school district, and
wow.
They all need uniforms. We're close to the bus station. We work with the school district very closely. We do a lot of community work. So we've positioned ourselves to be the store, and plus we sell school uniforms year-round, where my competitors, once October hits, they run out, they're out until next fall.
Okay.
So we stick with it all year. The school district really appreciates that.
Wow.
There are a lot of families that move into the school district throughout the year and need uniforms.
Yeah. I didn't realize the school district was that large.
Yes, it's been a good thing for us, and it's been a good relationship. We've been there for the school district, and they've been there for us. So it's a two-way street, which is very nice.
Okay. So what would you like to have our listeners remember most about what's going on in Allentown, what's going on with you?
I think mainly from my point of view, the merchants and the great mix of merchants we have. I mean, I can't get over what's down there and just the high caliber. I mean, the Moravian Bookshop and Sorelli Jewelry, Sage and Aquarius has been doing really well. George and Ron from Refined have been a great addition. And I'm leaving people out. The Ruby's Floral has done really well. So we're creating this destination. And you know, as a consumer, there's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. And then you add in the restaurants and it takes it to a whole nother level.
And the variety there is amazing.
Yes. Yeah. And people, what I'm seeing just walking the sidewalks are people, you know, jumping between different restaurants and bars. They'll get a drink at one place, they'll eat at another one. If there's a 1 hour wait, they shop and do some shopping in the meantime and check out the scene. So it's really starting to come together. And again, there's room for more. We're not finished,
mm-hmm.
but we're very anxious to get more merchants and more restaurants.
Okay, thanks. Mitch, from your perspective, what would you like our listeners to make sure that they keep in mind?
come and explore downtown Allentown. Shop local, support your local businesses. Park free in the Park Free decks and visit parkfree.cc for more information. But be a part of the transformation of downtown Allentown. Come to an event at the PPL Center. Eat at one of the new restaurants. Come down and shop at Assembly 88 or Pop Mart and visit all the locations and everything new that's downtown and be a part of it.
Okay, now there's a website for City Center that folks can get information about what's happening?
Yep, that website is www.citycenterlehighvalley.com. You could also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at CC Lehigh Valley.
Okay, and if you get on to the website, then you can sign up for the email distribution?
Yep, the newsletter.
The newsletter that happens, which is very helpful. I just picked it up this past week, and
great.
A lot of good things going on. And I think tonight there's even a happy hour thing going on downtown among all the bars, and there's something else happening next week.
Yep, we're having a pub crawl on Saturday, actually. Starting at the Allentown Brew Works, bring an unwrapped toy donation for Toys for Tots, and then we'll be visiting several bars downtown, and everybody's going to be dressing up in holiday costumes, and they're going to be giving out prizes for best dress, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Holiday costumes. Is there something besides Santa and elves that one does for holidays?
We have Santa, elves, snowman, reindeer, couple, group.
That should be very interesting.
Yep.
A few drinks and here we go. Listeners, I hope that you've gotten a good update this evening from Santo and Mitch as they've shared what's been happening in downtown Allentown, City Center, Lehigh Valley, what's been going on there. Obviously, we're so lucky that the city is back and alive. was a week before Christmas, so there's still time to shop if you want to go down or grab a drink and restaurants. But I want to thank you both for taking the time, Santo in particular, because I know this is your busy season, so I appreciate you coming this evening and being a part of this.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Sally.
And
it's been great.
You, Mitch, for doing what you're doing and keeping all the merchants moving forward. It's just wonderful. Listeners, we hope that you have a very safe and wonderful holiday. Please stay tuned to WDIY as you can listen to us from further points now. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening for Lehigh Valley Discourse. Have a great evening.